Hello, I would like to present and share a universal platform for operating remotely controlled models. I haven't posted anything on the forum for many years. It doesn't mean that nothing was happening, but it wasn't always worth showing. It all started with the fact that I wanted to do something that would give me fun and be an inspiration to fiddle with cables and Arduino. So I ordered a tank chassis from a Chinese online store, Sinoning.com, and that's how the adventure began. After the tank, a mini car appeared, also from the same store, and then, bought for one-third of the value of new vehicles, a full-fledged car with 4x4 drive and a remote-controlled fast boat, bought on Allegro as damaged. The damage to the car consisted of water getting inside and seizing the engine. The car is theoretically waterproof and has positive buoyancy and can also move on water, which was revived by force and then turning by hand, while the boat was theoretically damaged. Control. But I didn't check what happened because from the very beginning, I wanted to install my own. A few words about the control itself. Remote consists of two joysticks, Arduino modules, Arduino Nano, Li-ion battery, BMS system, 5V step-up converter, and radio, HC12 module. No rocket science. I had a huge problem diagnosing the problem that the BMS did not want to charge the battery. The diode was blinking very quickly, as if there was no contact somewhere, or the module was being energized. In desperation, I soldered it directly to the battery, previously through the switch, and this solved the problem. I don't know why the switch caused such problems. Perhaps the contacts provided some electrical resistance and the module was excited, example, by the radio or the converter. The remote control has two modes. The mode is changed by long pressing the left joystick, car boat mode, default left joystick forward back, right joystick right left, and tank mode, both front rear joysticks for differential control. Holding the left joystick for a shorter time changes the lamp mode, bright, medium, off, in the big car. Receivers, they also consist of Arduino Nano, HC12, as well as car's tank, BMS and an H-bridge for controlling the engines. In a boat, the engine is operated by a servo. The smallest car is powered by one Li-ion cell and a step-up converter, hence the large capacitor, so that voltage drops do not reset the Arduino. The remaining models run on two 18650s. The large car also has a capacitor on the power supply, but it is not needed. Additional information. The large car has lights based on WS2812B. Two white at the front, one red at the rear. Boat steering is more complicated because the ordinary PWM code cannot be used to operate the servo, as it is done in a different way. All receivers have an identical code. At startup, Arduino checks whether there is appropriate voltage on one of the pins, supplied from the 3.3-volt output, and if so, it activates the boat mode. Other models do not have this pin bridged. This way, the program is universal, and there is no need to add another mode. In the remote control, the boat has protection against low battery voltage. It is measured by a voltage divider and has two activation thresholds. When the first one is reached, an acoustic signal is emitted for a few seconds, 5V buzzer controlled by the BS170 transistor. When the second one is reached, the acoustic signal turns on permanently and the engine power is reduced, PWM max 50%. The BMS used in the factory cells does not cut off the power supply, even in the event of deep discharge, which makes sense because it's better to kill the batteries than to get the boat stuck 10 meters from the shore. The servo is controlled using a software library. This is because the default servo library had a conflict with the library responsible for controlling the WS2812, probably a conflict due to the use of the same timer. The program also has commented sections related to testing the battery in the boat. Before I discovered that the BMS did not cut it off, I wrote,